You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And Megan. Hi, everybody.
How you doing? I want to thank you all for subscribing to our podcast. We only started a few months ago. And for the great reviews that we're getting from people now. If you haven't reviewed us on Apple, please do. We want you to be successful with your podcast. And today's topic is about becoming successful by using Apple Podcasts and why it is the most important platform of them all. Even more important than Anchor, Buzzsprout, and even Spotify. Yes, Spotify. Well, you got to talk about it. First of all, whether you have an Android or an iOS, people have iTunes, they have the iTunes app for their phone, and they have it on their computer. Now, the thing is that Apple Podcasts, if you're not on Apple Podcasts, it is very important to be on there. And for a couple of reasons that we're going to talk about. Now, let me just backtrack to a very basic fact here. Apple iTunes, remember, they started the iPod, and iPod is the word that started it all for podcasting. Megan, I got to ask you a question. Apple also came out with the iPad. So if you listen to a podcast on the iPad, is it called podcasting?
No.
It's not called podcasting?
No.
So still a podcast.
Yep.
If you listen to a podcast on an iPad, it's still called podcasting, not padcasting, right?
You're right, Bruce.
That's funny. So first of all, they started the whole thing, okay? The iPod. People were just putting their spoken word on the iPod, and Apple started that. And when people bought the iPod way back, I think, was it 2005? They were actually getting iTunes with it. Now, iTunes really just played music, okay? It really didn't do much with podcasting. I was going to say podcasting. Eventually, they did add podcasting, I believe, in 2009. And then Spotify follows suit, and everybody follows suit. Now, Netflix is also going to have podcasts as well. But it all started with Apple. Now, most podcasters should be on iTunes. I keep saying that. Apple Podcasts. Because they allow your subscribers to review you and leave a rating. And I know that for a fact that even in my last episode, I said that when people are looking at your podcast on Apple Podcasts, not iTunes, I almost caught myself there, they are scrolling right down to the reviews. They see the number of reviews, they scroll down, they make sure it's 5 of 5, even 4 or 5. Okay? And they're looking, they're reading. People are actually reading. Some don't read because they don't have the patience to read. We know that. But they're skimming the information. Right? Now, I know you do that, right, Meg? When you look at a podcast, you actually, on Apple, you actually go down and look at the ratings.
I always do. I think a lot of people do.
I think a lot of people do, right? No, because
I love to look at ratings. I don't know why. It's something
I enjoy
looking at ratings.
You have to know if people like the podcast.
Yeah, it's great to read the ratings.
But Apple's smart, though.
Yeah.
They put it on the bottom. Okay, but on the iTunes, on podcast.apple.com, they put it on the bottom. On the iTunes app, they put it in the reviews and ratings tab. But either way, and you know, people can get it that way. And I know that people are constantly using the reviews to see how good your podcast is. That's why it's very important. And let me tell you, it's just the name Apple. I mean, you got Spotify too. You got Joe Rogan just had a $1 million deal last year with Spotify. Okay, that means he can't be on iTunes, but still, iTunes is still much bigger. I don't care if the Joe Rogan podcast is on Spotify for $1 million, you know? So you need to get on there. Spotify is easy to get on to. Apple's a little bit harder because Spotify goes right through Anchor. Apple Podcasts, you have to actually give them your RSS feed. That's why your RSS feed is very important. So now, Now I'm just telling everybody, all of you, your podcasters, the podcast community, that it's very important, and Apple is very important for your podcast and the success of it. So don't ignore it. Now, when you're on Anchor.fm, Anchor, they don't give you iTunes right out of the box. They, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, they make you go to Apple and submit it yourself. But they do handle Spotify. They're owned by Spotify. And they're also, you know, they take care of the other ones, like Breaker. Which nobody goes to Breaker anyway, do they? I think the three big ones is Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Those are the three biggest ones. And these other ones, like Acast and Breaker, I don't know anybody even uses those. I'm not really sure. Libsyn's very big, too. But Libsyn you can easily put on Apple. So, really, this is a short episode. And we're going to break, and then we're going to play some music right after this. So, listen, guys, if you have not been on Apple, to summarize, get yourself on Apple. They are the most important ones for the success of your podcast, the most important platform. And we're going to break, and we're going to play some music right after this. Talk to you guys shortly. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to play you my new song. You can get it right on SoundCloud. It features an amazing female singer, and I play all the guitars. This is called Shock Value. I'll give you the address in SoundCloud right below in the description.